Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to be back with you on our last day of the week together, and we have been in the daily readings. And like we've been saying every single day, every once in a while on the show, we pop back into the daily readings because it's important that we go into our Bibles, that we listen to the Holy Spirit of, Holy Spirit, what are you saying to us? And it's also important that we submit ourselves under the word that the church is choosing for us. And I think at the beginning of a new liturgical season, it's super important that we do that. And so we've been doing that at the beginning of Lent here. We had Ash Wednesday, and so we're 3 days. Maybe you're like, that's depressing for you if we're like, we're only 3 days into Lent. What the heck? Like, that's crazy. It feels like it's already been 3 weeks. Maybe you're the person that gave up coffee and everybody around you was like, please start drinking coffee. Again, I remember when I was in college, I didn't drink coffee. And I was like, oh, I want to try to get into drinking coffee. And so I drank it one morning. And I had a very small class of like 8 people. And every single person came up to me after that class and was like, please never drink coffee again. You are way too energetic and participating too much. So maybe you gave up coffee and you are the opposite. Or wherever you're at, maybe you're like, the Lord is giving me strength. I'm feeling good. Lent is off to a great start. Wherever you are at today, Jesus loves you. You might be like, oh, that's so trite, whatever, I know. But Jesus loves you. You are in the palm of his hand. And he's pleased with you. He delights in you. And he not only loves you today, but he likes you. And so maybe you're like us here. I'm in Michigan. It's completely dreary out. I'm feeling like I get into my car and I'm in my giant coat and I feel, you know, claustrophobic and trapped. And it's like there's no sun, so it makes you tired. And then you feel stressed about some things. And but before you know it, you can just get so down on yourself of, oh, I'm doing so bad at Lent or whatever it is, or I keep failing in this way. And I just want to give you the reminder here on this Friday, wherever you're at, wherever you're hearing this, maybe it's not a Friday when you're listening to this, wherever you're at, just the simple reminder that God loves you. And not only does he love you, but he likes you. He made you. He delights in you. He's pleased with who you are. And maybe that's hard for you to believe, but the Father loves you. And he's here with you. And he wants to, in this day, just pour out his joy, his peace, and his delight upon you. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get into the word. We're going to be in a lot of in the book of Isaiah today. And as we've been saying this week, we began and the church prepared us to enter into Lent with the book of James saying, trials give us perseverance and we can count it all joy when we're in a trial because as we persevere, deeper faith is formed in us. And as deeper faith is formed in us, we become more stable and we become more like Christ. And that if we make it till the end, we will receive the crown of righteousness. I don't know about you, but I want to make it to the end. I want to receive the crown of righteousness. I want to receive that crown of life. That's my goal, to see him face to face. And then we get into the beginning of Lent where it's saying, open up your hearts to him. Get on your knees. Cry out. And friends, don't just make that a habit. We're going to talk about that today. Don't just make that a habit for Ash Wednesday, because we're going to Mass and we have that reading, but every day cry out to the Lord. Say, Lord, search me and know me. And then losing our life to him. That as we resist his law and we resist his decrees, we it'll only lead us to death. But if we lose our life, if we give up our life for him and lay it down, we will find true life in him. And so today as we get into Isaiah, that's the background of where we've been. And so let's go ahead and pray. And then we're going to read a lot of Isaiah. We might make it a little bit into the gospel. But let's go ahead and pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Humble our hearts. Holy Spirit, give us the heart posture of Jesus. Meek and humble. That the King of Kings and Lord of Lords describes himself as meek and humble of heart. That you would allow us, give us the grace to imitate him in his humility. Change our heart posture so we can receive from you exactly what you desire us to receive. Jesus, we love you and we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you delight in us. We thank you that you see us. We thank you that we belong to you. And we ask this all in your most holy name. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. We're going to read Isaiah 58, and this is kind of about our heart posture. You know, the readings that we have today are about our heart posture and how we are approaching the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, cry out full-throated and unsparingly. Lift up your voice like a trumpet blast. Tell my people their wickedness and the house of Jacob their sins. They seek me day after day and desire to know my ways, like a nation that has done what is just and not abandoned the law of their God. They ask me to declare what is due to them, pleased to gain access to God. Why do we fast and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves and you take no note of it. Lo, on your fast day you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Would that today you might fast as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance, that a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This rather is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall be quickly healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help and will say, here I am. This is an amazing reading, and I think it applies so well to us as we carry out our Lenten observances. So first, God is telling Isaiah, he's saying, go as loud as you can, tell the people their wickedness. And he's saying to Israel, he's saying, you guys are acting towards me like your people who have acted in justice. Like your people, you're saying, come and give me what I deserve, God. But he's saying the reality is when you've fasted, you've done it for your own sake. When you fasted, when you've chosen your practices, you've done what you want to do. And you've wanted to get out of it what you've wanted to get out of it. And so then you're coming to me. He's like, you're saying you're fasting, but you're doing your own thing. You're doing how you want to do it. And he's saying, on the day of your fast, you're saying, look, God, look at what I'm doing. Look how good it is. Are you going to give me what I want? Are you writing it down? Are you taking note of it? But he's saying on the day of your fast, you're carrying out your own pursuits. You're doing whatever you want. You're driving your own laborers. And your fast, they end in fighting. And you're actually, even though you're fasting, you're acting in wickedness. And you want me to hear you. But he's saying, what I desire is for you to internally change, right? He says, clothe the naked, shelter the oppressed. Then your light shall break forth from the dawn. Then you should be quickly healed. And he's saying, I don't want these outward practices of fasting to say, look, I'm not eating food. Look, I have sackcloth and ashes. But your heart isn't changing because you're not actually acting any differently. This is the fast I desire, fast from wickedness. And so this is something for us to really take in as we're approaching our Lenten fasts. To say, am I just doing things that I think look good? Am I doing things that I think will get God's attention? Am I maybe fasting? Am I like, oh yeah, well look, Lord, I'm on my phone less, or I'm fasting from Instagram, or I'm fasting from chocolate, or I'm fasting from this or that, but then we're still constantly like snapping at our family. Are we doing these particular Lenten practices, or I'm doing the devotion, I'm doing the Lenten devotion again, I didn't miss a day, but I'm still super impatient with my coworkers. Or, Lord, yeah, look at what I'm doing. Look at, I'm doing this thing that's so hard. I fasted totally and I just had water today. Can you hear me now? Look at me. But I'm still, my heart isn't changing towards that person that I have bitterness against. Lord is saying, I'm concerned about the posture of your heart. And I want you to actually act in charity. I want you to act in charity. And when you begin to act in charity, it says, then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wounds shall be healed, and I will vindicate you. And we see it again, Psalm 51. A heart contrite and humbled, O God, you will not spurn. Give me a true contrite heart. Give me a humble heart. Do not spurn me. Wipe out my offense. Give me the right heart posture. What is the right heart posture? And we see this in the Gospel of Matthew. It says, why do we and the Pharisees fast? So the John approaches Jesus and says, why do we and the Pharisees fast so much, but your disciples do not? There was a disciple of John the Baptist. He said, can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them and they will fast. And so this is also getting at heart posture. What is our heart posture of what we're doing? Are we growing in holiness? And the Lord is really like that thing of saying, you carry out your own pursuits. Here's a reflection. In your life, am I just choosing the fasts I want to do because I'm used to doing them or because I think they're the best or all of these different things? Am I doing that? How am I doing that? Or am I just doing it? Am I adding things to my own life or taking away things that still allow me to carry out my own pursuits? Because truly the point of these fasts, the point of the things that we're doing this Lent is a stripping, is God stripping us so that we can carry out his pursuits. And what are his pursuits? You're going to say his pursuits are releasing those who are bound unjustly, untying thongs of the yoke, setting the oppressed free, breaking every yoke, sharing our bread with the hungry. His pursuits are acts of love. His pursuits are changing our heart into deep holiness. And oftentimes I go through Lent and I'm like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and I'm not actually changing. And if what you decide to do for Lent allows you to carry on your own pursuits, then we should not be doing it, because the point of this time is for me to practice putting down my pursuits and picking up his pursuits. What things are blocking me from God's pursuits? What things are blocking me from loving my neighbor? What things are blocking me from complete and total obedience to him? And those things I lay down. But oftentimes, I just do these things that are allowing me to continue to be preoccupied with what I want to do. And I love that she's saying, you're fasting. You're quote unquote doing the right thing, but it ends in fighting. It ends in quarreling. It ends in wickedness. Is the pursuits that we're choosing to do for Lent ending in charity or ending in wickedness? Is it God's pursuits or is it my own? And I love, he has Isaiah say to the people, do you call this a fast? We need to allow God to determine what he desires from us. So to open our hearts, as we talked about earlier, rend our hearts. Open our hearts and say, God, what do you want? Give me a meek, humble, and contrite heart so that I can do your pursuits. I want to be a person concerned with the pursuits of God. So friends, let's ask God what he wants. Let's ask him what our fasting should look like. God bless you.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burak's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.